Now, there was an underground railroad stop or something in the park, was there?
Well, we have always really felt very strongly that there was, mm-hmm. simply because of the Muchette family who lived mm-hmm. there. Okay. That was, right. Dr. Muchette was a yeah. white doctor.
Yeah,
and this was done prior to the time
okay.
of the Civil War. Now, an interesting part to that is, I'm sure you all are familiar with Dr. Henry Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not too long ago, a friend of mine told me, said he has written a new book called The Bond Woman's Narrative. So I said, okay, fine. She said, well, it says something about Stafford in it. And I said, no way. So what happened is that in the case of this one, Dr. Gates heard about this manuscript that allegedly had been done by a black woman prior to the Civil War, and she had written it. And everybody was going, no, that's not going to happen. Well, it mentions coming through Stafford. But he had nothing that he could actually document. As it turns out, when I read it, it named one family in there who owned slaves and was well known. I happened to know the family. So I called them immediately and said, does George N. Crop ring a bell? And they said, yes. So I figured, well, hey, I'm just going to send a little note to the publisher. So I emailed the publisher of the book, and not 2 hours later, I had a call from Dr. Gates. And he said, do you have any other information on this? Can you get me the information on the slaves? And I said, sure. So, you know, we're finding little bits and pieces like that come up. So that's, when we found that, that just was further, just one more little nail that said, wait a minute, you know, it starts looking like there's a bit here and a piece there and a piece here. You don't have the whole picture yet, but you got a pretty good idea what it looks like. So that's the reason when you start looking at that and you start looking at Prince William Forest Park, because it was close to, you know, it's not far from the water.
Right.
They could have gotten out the Port of Dumfries if they had to. Or they could keep going north. I mean, they were fairly close to Washington by that time. Mm-hmm. And so we do know that others have come through this area. You know, those have come up just in books, where it's just one notice. I came through at Potomac Creek, and that was the only thing. So we do know that, you know, adding a piece here and a piece there and a piece someplace else, mm-hmm. that there were people who came through.
Okay. I did reach one.
Oh, you did? Yeah, good.
I'm interviewing her tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Do you have any idea what I should be asking her? We're looking from 1900 to 1945. You know, I know the Lyman family played a really important
yeah.
part.
And they went not only from, the park, but they also went down into the town of Quantico.
Okay.
So they were well known. There was a merchant family also down there by the name of, you know, a guy that had a store, and his name was Lyman.
Uh-huh. I remember the line.